canto and end of Rasa dance in 33rd chapter, it says Anugrahaya Bhaktanam, that Krishna says I assume a human-like form to give mercy to my devotees. So, but actually his most merciful form is a human-like form already. So why he says, I assume a human-like form?
Question is, at the end of Rasa chapter 33, between verse 36 and 40 or so, there's a verse where Krishna says, Anugrahaya Manushyanam, or something like that. I think it's in here. Look up here. This one. I assume a human form to show Anugraha. Anugraha means mercy, compassion, love. So what's the question? What's the question?
Like why he says, I assume a human-like body to give mercy, because the most merciful form is human-like, the eternal Nitya Lila. It's the most merciful form.
So why is he saying, I assume?
Yeah.
Let me see a verse. Tenth canto, chapter 33. Well, Krishna has many, in other words, Krishna has many unlimited, not true, but many forms. He has a form of a fish, a dwarf, a lion. So the idea here is human form is specifically for giving mercy to human beings. Because there's a verse in the second canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna appears in every species of life. There's a cockroach avatar, there's a fly avatar. They're not described. Every species of life, there's a coot avatar, dog avatar. So, because human being, how many human forms are there? Ra, Vishnu, Krishna, all the human forms are for one purpose, to give mercy to human beings. That's basically what he's saying. Because other forms, he gives mercy to other creatures and other forms. When he becomes Matsya, he liberates all the fish. Because he swims around the water. But because the turtle liberates all the turtles, Kaurava, and Kaurava avatar. So he appears in every species of life. So when he comes in human form, it's to give mercy, to give prayer, and give liberation. Because we see, when he comes in other forms, he doesn't give liberation. When the Srinadeva killed Haranikasuru, he didn't get liberation. When all those avatars kill a demon, Hiranyaksha, Brahma avatar killed Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha didn't get liberation. But when Krishna comes in the human form, especially Krishna, he gets liberation. That's the Anugraha. The Anugraha is he gets liberation. That's how I understand it. What was your question? Assume. Well, the word they for assume is astita. Astita really means I become situated. I become placed. That's an English way of saying I become situated. Stita means like lilastan. Stita means situated, placed. In other words, you could say I appear as a human being on this earth planet. I'm already there in the spiritual world as a human being showing love. And that same human form I come and appear here as a human being to give mercy. That's the way I see it. He has to assume it. He is it. The translation is misleading. It's not two different forms. It's just one form. He appears here If you're here for one function, it's to liberate conditioned souls and have pastime with his devotees. He appears in the same form in the spiritual world, just have pastime. There's no liberation, no anugraha there. That's why I understand. Manushyam deham asta. How you got situated in human-like form? But you say he's always in human form. So it's just, I don't think it's the verse is not really talking about the idea of taking human form. It's talking about the purpose of his form on the earth planet. It's not the fact, it's not trying to establish the fact that Krishna appears in human form. It's trying to distinguish what he does in that eternal human form when he comes to the earth planet, which is anugraha. He's not doing any anugraha in the spiritual world. He's enjoying. He said, anugraha bhakta, I'm giving mercy to my bhaktas. What bhaktas? It means the sadhana sinners. So many gopis were sadhana sinners. They got liberated. That was Krishna's mercy. They got his love. They were called for the rasa dance. Because this verse comes to the end of the rasa dance. So the rasa dance was full of sadhana sinner human beings. So Krishna took a human form to give them mercy, anugraha. To give them prema and take them to the spiritual world.